I'm Sharda Brody, and I'm from Paris, Texas. I'm a musician and a private music instructor, and Rumi's voice has been with me since about 1968, when my husband and I bought the book Rumi, Poet and Mystic, by Reynold A. Nicholson. When I opened the book for the first time, it fell open to the Song of the Reed. And as I read, it seemed I could hear an echo of melody from just beyond the physical hearing. And so by 4 a.m. the next morning, Rumi's words were set to a simple melody with guitar accompaniment. And this was my first of several poems that were set to music from that book and sung at many American Sufi gatherings led by Pir Velayat Khan in the 1970s. Though I rarely sing the songs in public anymore, Rumi's poetry has remained my spiritual friend and inspiration throughout my life. Nicholson's book is still with me, now quite battered. And I lately has been joined by Coleman Barks, The Essential Rumi. Between these two translations, I have held so many deep conversations. Because to me, Rumi isn't just a poet of the 13th century. He's my friend. And he is right now.